Hello, this is Excalibur of Excalibur Zone Gaming. This is the FLGS News and Events program for the week of October 27th, 2014. On the show, we cover the news and events for the FLGSs located in the Richmond, Virginia area. In alphabetical order, the stores we cover are Bardic Tales in Hopewell, Battlegrounds in Midlothian, Collector's Heaven in Richmond, Dragon's Den in Glen Allen, Hobby Town USA in Henrico, One-Eyed Jack's in Carytown, Richmond Comics in Midlothian, and The Time Capsule in Hopewell. It's time to go over the schedule for the next week. As always, if I don't have an event calendar, I cannot report on the schedule for a given store. On Monday, October 27th, Bardic Tales has D&D Next Arcadia at 6. Battlegrounds has Magic the Gathering Draft at 7. Dragon's Den has War Machine Journeyman League from 12 to 6. Star Wars X-Wing Galactic Imbalance at 6, and Grand Prix Trial New Jersey at 7. The War Machine Journeyman League is all week. Hobbytown USA has open gaming all day, and Richmond Comics has video game night from 5 to 11. On Tuesday, October 28th, Battlegrounds has a Winnebox Standard Magic the Gathering at 7. Dragon's Den's Tabletop Tuesday has Indie Gaming Night at 5. Dual School Netrunner at 5, Netrunner Night at 5, Pathfinder Adventure Card Game at 6, and Family Game Night starting at 7. Hobbytown USA has open gaming all day and Kill Team Tuesday starting at 6. One-Eyed Jack's has L5R RPG Demo at 6 and Heroclix Tournament Halloween Monster Mayhem at 7. Richmond Comics has a Grand Prix Trial Ottawa Standard Winnebox at 7. On Wednesday, October 29th, Bardic Tales has D&D Encounters at 6. Dragon's Den has Dual School Magic the Gathering at 5. Star Trek Attack Wing Resistance is Futile at 6. And Magic the Gathering Draft at 6:30. Hobbytown USA has open gaming all day. One-Eyed Jack's has a Zombicide Black Friday campaign. Richmond Comics has D&D Encounters at 6:30. And The Time Capsule has a 7 o'clock Magic the Gathering Standard Winnebox. On Thursday, October 30th, Bardic Tales has Lost Boys 100 Years Later at 6. Dragon's Den has D&D Intermediate and Advanced at 5. The Academy at 5. And Warhammer 40K Thursday Night Fights at 6. Hobbytown USA has Open Gaming All Day. And Paint Club with Instruction from 6 to 8. Richmond Comics has Pokemon League starting at 5. And Tribal EDH League starting at 6. On Friday, October 31st, Bardic Tales has Tales from the Volcano Lounge starting at 6:30, and Friday Night Magic Standard and Draft starting at 7. Battlegrounds has Friday Night Magic Standard and Draft at 7. Dragon's Den has Open Gaming starting at 2, and Friday Night Magic Standard and Draft starting at 7. Hobbytown USA has Open Gaming all day and a tentative board games at 8 p.m. Richmond Comics has Friday Night Magic Draft starting at 7, and Friday Night Magic Standard starting at 7:30. The Time Capsule has Friday Night Magic Standard and Draft at 7:30. On Saturday, November 1st, Bardic Tales has Pokemon League at 12, Dark Ages of Pathfinder RPG at 2, Yu-Gi-Oh! Free Play at 3:30, and a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament at 3:30. Battlegrounds has Miniatures Market starting at noon, Dragon's Den has Dungeons & Dragons for Beginners starting at 2. Hobbytown USA has Open Gaming all day. One-Eyed Jack's has Magic the Gathering Draft starting at 1. And Richmond Comics has Heroclix at noon and Magic Modern Format at 3. On Sunday, November 2nd, Bardic Tales has Kent's Campaign starting at 1:30. Battlegrounds has a 2 o'clock Draft for Magic the Gathering. Dragon's Den has Pathfinder Society from 12 to 6, and a My Little Pony Tournament at 2. Hobbytown USA has open gaming all day. Richmond Comics has Malifaux starting at noon, and Pokemon League starting at noon. And finally, the Time Capsule has a Magic the Gathering rotating format event, usually draft, starting at 2 o'clock. This has been the FLGS News and Events program for the week of October 27th, 2014, and is presented by Excalibur Zone Gaming. We cover the FLGSs of the Richmond, Virginia area. Contact information for each store can be found in the description of this video. If we've missed a game store that is based in the Richmond, Virginia area, please leave a comment below so that we can contact the store for their schedule of events. This program is a free service celebrating the game stores of the Richmond, Virginia area. Excalibur Zone Gaming does not receive any compensation for providing the information we talk about. It is a thank you to our RVA FLGSs for all that they do for us gamers and the community they are a part of. We are, however, open to donations and sponsorship if you wish to help with production costs and improvements. Financial contributions can be made at www.patreon.com/excaliburzone, where you can make a one-time or monthly recurring donation to help support this program and others released on the Excalibur Zone YouTube channel. Please be aware that after fees and taxes, one half of the remaining net amount will be donated to charity. You will not only be supporting Excalibur Zone Gaming, but you will also be supporting many others who are in need of financial support. If you wish to make non-financial donation, we do accept sponsored giveaways hosted on the Excalibur Zone YouTube channel. We use giveaways to increase our subscriber counts and to get games into people's hands. A requirement of all sponsored giveaways is for the contestant to subscribe to the donator's social media accounts. However, anonymous donations are also accepted. If you still wish to donate, but can neither do so monetarily nor with product, please donate a few cans of food to your local food bank. The intro and outro theme is Spring in My Step by Silent Partner, courtesy of the YouTube Audio Library. Until next time, enjoy playing games, support your FLGS. Please like, favorite, and subscribe. It really helps me to know that people are enjoying my broadcasts. Also, please take a moment to visit my Patreon page at www.patreon.com/excaliburzone. Your support is greatly appreciated. As always, this is Excalibur, and I am out.